The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, January the 16th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled John Carpenter's 77th Birthday. And the time is 8:01 a.m. here in London, England, now 8:02, making it 3:02 a.m. on the east coast of America and 2 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so not downloaded much so far this morning, but one thing that I did notice and I have listened to is if you go to the Reese Report channel on rumble.com, he put up a video 12 hours ago, 5 minutes 37 seconds, so I'm sure you'll have time to look at it, entitled Direct Energy Weapons Burning Homes to Ash. And in this 5-minute video, he has a number of experts on who basically run through how you can't have a natural fire that leaves all these trees around. And this, for me, I think I quoted a mainstream media article about this, because this is something that the people who run the world really, you know, this is one of those uncomfortable things that they, you know, realise doesn't make any sense, and they have to get their organs that they control to put out the official version as to, you know, why this is, you know, this is absolutely natural that the trees would still be standing. But you'll get some completely contrary points of view in this short 5-minute video, and it's well worth a look. This is one of the perfect Reese reports for me. It takes a little aspect of what's going on, but probably one of the most key aspects, and it debunks it in a 5-minute video. That's what it did for me. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you prefer the mainstream media's version of events. But certainly, I think that that was well worth a watch. Okay, so that being said, let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. And we'll just go over to, these are all, as usual, Daily Mail articles. First one is headline, Migrants will have to prove they respect Western values, demonstrate honest living, and pass a test on Swedish society and values under country's tough new rules to earn citizenship. It's interesting because my good friend, the late, great Dr. Adrian Krieg, he came over to America from Switzerland, and he had to do all sorts of tests and exams to obtain American citizenship, but these sort of things were done away with for some reason. I know he, for one, thought that they should have remained because they, you know, you had to show some sort of interest and loyalty to the country to actually become a citizen, which surely is pretty important to make sure that you don't get any people coming in who aren't there to benefit the country but only to take from it. Makes sense to me, but obviously not to the people who control it. Next headline, prison nurse who helped inmates smuggle in mobile phone for drug dealing and told lags to delete chats, lads. avoids jail term because her family needs her. I imagine there are a lot of families that needed people who were jailed for protesting the murder of three toddlers last summer, but that didn't seem to be taken into account by the courts back then, did it? Okay, let's move on to Oscars 2025. In jeopardy of being cancelled for the first time in 96 years amid catastrophic LA fires. So this ceremony has never ever been cancelled. It's probably more likely to be delayed than cancelled, but it's not just because of these fires going on, or, you know, the venue that they were going to use is burnt to the ground, anything like that. What they're talking about is a lot of the people who... I'll give you a quote. An insider told the publication, presumably Daily Mail or whatever Daily Mail got it from, the board's main concern at this time is to not look like they are celebrating whilst many Los Angelinos, never heard them called that before, are dealing with heartbreak and unimaginable loss. And they said that also the goodie bags that they give are going to be eliminated because they are deemed in bad taste by the board. These are the... There was a great Sopranos episode called Luxury Lounge, which talks about these goodie bags that stars get given at award ceremonies and how ostentatious and what have you they are. And that's the first time I'd ever heard of them. Now they're becoming more well known, but you just turn up and you get given all these things for free, just, you know, for being nominated, I think, in many cases. But anyway, that's the Oscars for you. There's an interesting comment at the bottom. Let's see if it's still there, because I saw it yesterday. Otherwise I can certainly... Here it is. 444 upvotes, 5 downvotes from Fish24601 in London, like myself. I remember when if a film won an Oscar, it was a must-see film. If a film wins an Oscar now, it's a must-avoid film. Now, for me, that line is better than anything in the article. That is really sums it all up, doesn't it? I've said before, I think I've narrowed it down to 2013, 2014. Anything past that date, I will not watch. Okay? Because that's when the wokery really hit. And it hit earlier. You see wokery going on in 70s TV shows. You see what they're doing and you see, well, let's just leave it at that. You can deduce for yourself who might have been behind it. But yeah, it's been going on for a very long time, folks. It's just become so overt. Back then you could sort of say, you know, sort of raise your eyebrows. Yeah, yeah, I see what's going on here. But it's a brief attempt. Now it's full on. In your face, and it's bath bag time. That's why I will not watch any new media such as that coming out of the mainstream. And then we've got this one. Haven't seen one of these for a while. This used to be something that popped up every couple of times a week. It is inevitable that Russia will strike Britain and wipe it off the earth with missiles in revenge for storm shadow attacks, Putin hardliner MP warns. And this guy Andriy Gurilev. He's a Russian general, MP and propagandist here, it says, according to the picture at the top of this article from the Daily Mail. And he's basically saying that, you know, Ukraine are using the British Storm Shadow missiles. They can only be used with the technology that Britain has, so Britain must actually be piloting them in some way. That's what we heard many weeks ago. I expected some sort of retaliation. We haven't seen any, which again reinforces my belief that the whole thing is orchestrated by one group, and the Putin and Zelensky are just playing roles like the actor Zelensky is. But I hope that that remains the case, because I don't really fancy a Russian strike on Britain, especially being as I live in London, and that is the capital city and probably one of the top destinations on the target list. Okay, let's move on to the final article I got for you. and that is Megyn Kelly blasts overweight, out of shape women battling LA fires amid public outcry over response. So this is obviously the people in charge of this Los Angeles Fire Department. I'm sure many of you hearing this will be quite warmed by those words, but I was thinking about it this morning. You know, folks, there's no changing of the guard here. I can assure you that I would be very surprised if when Trump gets in, all this free speech we're being promised, I think you're going to start to see things in your direction. But it's just a play designed to get you on board for where they're really going to take you. And as I've said from the start of doing these shows this year, all this demonization of people that if we say certain things in public about immigration, you can go to jail. Suddenly the mainstream media are doing it with aplomb. This doesn't look, it looks to me like there's a play on. And the play is to make you dislike these people. And it could be for a number of reasons. The worst one being the Albert Pike letter to Mazzini about getting the political Zionists at war with the Islamists, and of course they will be happening throughout the Western countries in which both these groups reside. And the political Zionists, folks, are Christian Zionists. That's my opinion. It could be that there is a plan for more wars in the Middle East to gain more territory, something that Trump would no doubt be supporting. Again, they need to demonize the so-called brown people before they launch these wars, so they've already got the people on board that aren't going to, they don't want to see all these protests like you had against the Iraq war in the early years of this century. You have these protests around the world. That's my opinion. There is no overthrow, folks. There never was when Trump got in beforehand. There is not one now. So just don't let yourself get played. Okay, so now let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So we'll click on the AP website, and this is laughable, folks. If you stay on this website for any length of time, they ask you for donations. I mean, there it is, top right-hand corner. AP sets the standard for political reporting, support independent, right, fact-based journalism. Yeah, here we go. Gaza truce gives Israelis and Palestinians hope, but may not end their suffering. That's the top one there. And see if there's anything else that jumps out. The 2025 Grammys will proceed with wildfire relief changes. Here's what to expect. So it sounds like these are going ahead. So the Grammys, do they take place somewhere else? There are going to take place on Sunday, February the 2nd at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, though the Recording Academy has refocused its aim to support relief efforts following the devastating Los Angeles area wildfires. So they don't seem to have been changed unless they were supposed to go ahead earlier. Let's have a look at the most popular articles on the BBC. They're leading, by the way, with Israel's cabinet set to approve ceasefire deal as at least 20 killed in strikes on Gaza. Well, that's a good start, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to their top most read articles. First one is some celebrity nonsense. US skier dies in violent collision in the French Alps. Biden warns dangerous oligarchy taking shape in farewell address. Well, that kind of look like your administration, Biden, but I will be seeing no change when you pass the mantle to Trump. I thought Trump and Obama, they were supposed to hate each other, weren't they? But they seem to be having a good joke together at Carter's funeral, didn't they? Could it be that they all work for the same people? I wonder. UK economy grows for first time in 3 months. Rise of vaccine distrust. Why more of us are questioning jabs. The sixth most read article on the BBC. If you remember, there was an article that I was running on the Limey's show page about a guy who'd been severely vaccine injured, and the BBC did a whole article on him, which I was very surprised about. Again, we're seeing these, these sacred cows that they would not speak out against. There's no stories about any dangers of vaccines and stuff like that. Now these things are popping up. What really is going on out there? Am I behind the times? Am I wrong? Is it true what they say about white hats taking over on the likes of beforeitsnews.com? You be the judge. Patients dying in hospital corridors, say nurses. So for those of you who are jealous of the NHS system in the UK, because we get this free healthcare, you really need to have a think about what standard free healthcare would be. I think the best way to judge it would be a saying that I heard Pastor Bob Jones say regularly about the apparently the quality of care at the American VA hospitals is so bad that many people consider it a second opportunity to give their life for their country. Starmer in Kiev to pledge more Ukraine support. Surprise, surprise. And now we'll jump over to see what's happening at the top of the Daily Mail website. Revealed the real reason Michelle Obama is skipping Trump's inauguration and how it could further divide her from Barack. Yes. I wonder if you can still find that video of her dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show or if that's been scrubbed from the internet. But yes, there's a lot of people talking about that recently. She missed, obviously, the Carter funeral and now she's going to miss the Trump inauguration. Another headline here, exclusive, under 50s bowel cancer epidemic exposed. Shock figures reveal the exact age group for whom rates are growing quickest. Well, again, just look at what major event happened worldwide before all these spiking cancer rates, and you'll get your most likely answer. That's according to the principle of Occam's razor anyway. So there you go. Okay, so let's move over to... Let me see. Ah, I think that we've got a bit of time today. So there's a little thing that I had in my list to do, but I haven't done yet. And that is to go shopping for things we can't afford. And for that, we go to eBay. So all of you with eBay accounts, just go to open this up now. So I'm going to go into it here if I can get the right tab, which is here. So I'm just signing in. And this is something that I do when I get bored of an evening and I'm listening to something, can't think of things to, you know, to buy or look at or what have you. And I don't want to spend money, you know, wake up next day and, oh, why did I buy that? I was bored, so I bought it. Well, you can have all the fun of looking at things without buying anything. So I'm going to give you something I've looked at a few times. Just type the Beatles into eBay. So I'm doing that. Now, where it says sort best match on the right, you change that to highest price plus P&P. Right, so the most expensive Beatles item on eBay is a fully autographed with the Beatles album cover. Looks very grubby to me. All four of them signed it on the back. That'll cost you £86,863.05 plus £9.50 delivery from the United States. So you might get it cheaper in America because the delivery charge will be cheaper. And then you've got a Revolver 50 sign set, which appears to include all sorts of different elements of the cover art. Again, that's over £80,000. Some records from India that I've seen these popping up. 78 RPM, India Parlophone, 10-inch original shellac, set of 13 different records, £70,000. So this is, as I say, I just thought I would bring that up because we've got a little bit of time today. A signature fully signed Beatles handbill, four great autographs, May 17th, 1963. That is £17,995. Always be careful with autographs, folks. Companies will sell autographs with a certificate of authenticity. Well, they're a company, so how do they know that it's definitely an authentic autograph unless the person themselves got it? They could just say, well, we bought it from someone. He seemed very genuine, so we gave it a certificate of authenticity. I wouldn't spend a lot of money on autographs. Okay, so now let's look at see what's going on right now in the independent news. If you have a look at Zero Hedge again, we haven't looked at them for a while. Trump envoy swayed Netanyahu more in one meeting than Biden did all year on Gaza peace. It sounds eerily similar to Reagan getting the hostages, Iranian Americans held hostage in Iran out, which would have been released actually months earlier, but because of the Reagan administration wanted to take credit, they chose to have these people be locked up in Iran for longer for their own political ends. That's the way people like that think, folks. LA County Inferno expect to top $250 billion in losses, and it appears that, I know this from my study of this story, but it even says here the majority of economic losses are uninsured. There you go. Seems very, very convenient, doesn't it? These people couldn't get fire insurance in that area, and suddenly it gets cleared. We'll have to watch what happens to that area. Okay, rumormillnews.com. The light is coming. White hats arrest traitors in the National Security Council. I think we'll move swiftly on, won't we? RT.com. See what's going on over there. See if that guy's been, who was in the Daily Mail, is on the front page of RT.com saying they're going to bomb the UK. Why does Africa need BRICS? The BRICS situation is quite interesting to look at. I think Robert Ravolt of Incendiary Radio on republicbroadcasting.org did a study of them. And essentially, you look at all the woke things that the West supports. It's all supported by this group as well. So it's just... It's just like SWIFT, basically. It's like the other system, pretending to be different. But, again, all these so-called pushbacks against the West seem eerily similar to what the West does, doesn't it? Could it be that it's all controlled by the same people? I wonder. Okay, all banned to skip Trump's inauguration. I don't suppose that's any great loss. He's another one who claims to be anti-immigration but's never heard of Barbara Ehrenspector. I'm not sure of any European leaders who claim to be anti-immigration that have. Let's go on to rents.com, see what's going on over there. And Thursday, isn't it? Yes, yeah, so you should get the second hour of the Wednesday show for free on here, which is with Erica Khan. That's always about updates on health, mainly COVID vaccine injuries, etc., etc. That tends to be most of what they cover. That should be. I'll just scroll down for you. I think it's on the right. It might be on... No, it is on the right. Okay. And, they've got the last one is from January the 10th, which would have been, I think, the Friday show, wouldn't it? And so the Wednesday show should go up shortly. Okay, let's scroll back up to the top of the headline news section. Apparently, I won't read the headline, but these woke fire people, should we say, that Megyn Kelly was talking about, has actually done big damage to the DEI movement. That takes you to an X.com post by a channel called End Wokeness. I think all these things have gone a little bit too far. I mean, I support people who really try to make a difference, but everything's now too far gone without some sort of divine intervention to really push it back fully and do it in such a way that I couldn't talk about because my democratic right to free speech prevents me from doing so. Let's move on to halturnerradioshow.com. National Security Advisor, an unexpected event in the next few days is possible. So this talk of things happening is still ongoing. I might have even mentioned that yesterday. Not sure when that article went up. Earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. And there's a video at the top exposing the plan to extort... I'll start again. Exposing the plan to extort Dr. Sam, and that rhymes as well. 19 minutes 47 seconds, that's from Rumble. And then you've got Music of the Day, I Can't Explain by The Who. It was released 60 years ago yesterday now. It was released on January the 15th, 1965. My favourite Who track is off the album It's Hard, which was after Keith Moon passed away. It's called I've Known No War. And if you haven't heard it, it is online, it's on YouTube, and it is one of Roger Daltrey's best vocals. It's a great performance. Obviously, the classics like Pinball Wizard, Who Are You, You Better You Bet, Squeezebox. Squeezebox, for me, the drumming on Squeezebox is just amazing. It's so good. Shows what a good drummer Keith Moon was. But yeah, they are a band that I like, and I was very surprised, having only started watching CSI, I think less than a year ago now, that they were using all these Who tracks. They use Won't Get Fooled Again for CSI Miami, Who Are You for CSI, the original series, and Bubba O'Reilly, which wouldn't have been my choice, it's not what I would consider one of their best, but they use that for CSI New York. But then CSI New York series is, for me, the weakest that I've seen thus far. Okay, let's go over to censored.news, see what's going on over there. I wonder if Mike Adams' most recent show will be the top headline. What do you think, folks? Oh, it is. Yeah, okay, so Meta to fire thousands amid AI move. This is something that we've really got to watch in the, well, from now on, really, isn't it? When you think about all this AI stuff, only recently, when you do a Google search, they give you an AI result at the top. It's getting into everything. And with the likes of these actors, stuff like that, who's going to need them when they can just, they can start bringing out brand new Brando films? Marlon Brando's back. Just pick your age you want him to look, and you can see new Brando movies because it'll all be done by AI. Okay, let's finish off then with the Before It's News top 10. And wait for this page to load up. Scroll down. Number 10 is Judy Byington with that picture of Trump running away with two kids under his arm that reminds me of that ill-fated John Landis film I've told you about before. Number 10, went up 49 minutes ago, 106 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. Seven Kingdom Alliances, Global Financial Revolution and Takedown of the New World Order begins on the 20th of January 2025. I'm sure it does. Number 9, went up 7 hours ago, 121 people viewing. SGAnon and Truth Stream, great. They were all executed at Gitmo, the biggest disclosure yet. They just don't quit, do they, these guys? It's amazing. Number 8 went up 5 hours ago, 131 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump ready, coup alert. Now it's time to implement the plan. Number 7 went up 10 hours ago, 131 people viewing. Wano Savin, January the 15th, we are at war, joins. Bring them all down, 2025. Whatever that means. Number 6 went up 10 hours ago, 133 people viewing. Situation update with Mike Adams. Dane Wigginton with final earth warning. It's not just the fires. Number 5 went up a day ago, 137 people viewing. New SGAnon file 87 update. Urgent emergency. They just exposed everything. Scavino Trump. Number 4 went up 7 hours ago, 198 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 15th. Trump wins. Military alliance gears up for 10 days of darkness, 205. Doesn't sound like a win for me. Number 3 went up 7 hours ago, 231 people viewing. New Q drops, I can't wait. The major shock coming will shake the world. Operation Trust still ongoing there. Number 2 went up 7 hours ago, 276 people viewing. And we know Trump drops major announcement. Chaos. Nothing is as it appears. And number 1 went up 7 hours ago, 409 people viewing. Mike King, full intel drop. Trump Q secret. Get ready for the next phase. They were all executed at Gitmo. The biggest disclosure yet. Sounds like something we just heard in the top 10, doesn't it? Well, let's wrap this one up, play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me this Thursday, January the 6th, 2025, for a show entitled John Carpenter's 77th Birthday. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.